On this week's episode of Debunk the House Hunt, we will be taking a deeper look into the work of Hillary and David on the ever-popular show, first airing in 2008, Love It or List It. This show features two professionals, one who specializes in renovation and one who is a real estate agent. The idea is that contestants on the show get two options. Hillary, on one hand, fixes up their current home into their dream home, all while David searches their real estate market for an even better home in their area. At the end of the show, the homeowner gets to choose whether they want the house David found for them or the renovated version of their current house that Hillary worked on. I'm Victoria Sampson, your host, and I'm going to be showcasing to you how Love It or List It perfectly fits the stereotype of reality home shows. Reality TV is not the same as reality, especially when Love It or List It is posed as a real-life representation of a person or family home life. To begin, I'm going to be sharing a little story. My aunt and uncle were actually featured on the show approximately 4 years ago, and their experience was far from what was shown in the episode that aired on HGTV. My cousins were starting to get older, and their family needed more space. So they asked Hillary to come in and fix up their home so that they could receive more money when they sold it and for David to find them a larger home for their family. My aunt and uncle went through the entire process pretending like they wanted input on what Hillary was doing to their home, even though they never had any intention of living there. Meanwhile, David found them a home just over their budget that my aunt and uncle actually decided to purchase, but it was posed on the show that this home was in their budget. On top of the absurd amount of deception already shown, the producers decided to film two endings. An ending where they chose to stay in their house, and the other ending that actually happened. And guess which ending they aired? The one where they chose to stay in their house that they actually ended up selling. When I heard my aunt and uncle describe their experience on Love It or List It, it honestly sounded more scripted than a Hallmark Christmas movie. However, this is just the beginning. But before I continue, I would like to give a quick thank you to Podcast One for sponsoring this episode and for constantly supporting Debunk the House Hunt. Podcast One is the leading advertiser-supported, on-demand digital audio network with a 360-degree solution including content creation, brand integration, and distribution. Podcast One sees more than 2.1 billion downloads annually. They give people like me the chance to speak the truth on the internet through podcasts. Subscribe or check them out. You too could be debunking the secrets of home renovation shows. Now back to Hillary and David. Not only are their shows extremely scripted and artificial when it comes to the homeowners and their results, but the entire process actually resembles a plastic bag, flimsy and not supported. By this, I mean that the blueprints to the estimated prices to the prices of actual items on the shows that are shown on TV, like each step of the way, the numbers are basically fabricated to sound appealing and attainable for viewers. For example, no one can install granite countertops for a couple hundred dollars. It's just not realistic. However, these are the types of manufactured prices geared to make viewers idolize the show. By telling middle-class homeowners that you can build a marble bathroom for a couple thousand dollars under retail cost is providing people with unrealistic expectations. Just another reason why reality TV is not reality. Now, a North Vancouver couple is suing the company actually behind Love It or List It Vancouver, saying that the renovation to their house as part of an episode that they were on was riddled with problems, putting their health and safety even at risk. So not only are the prices fabricated, but some of the time, the work that is done when renovating isn't even up to safety standards. Now guys, my goal of this is not for you to hate Hillary and David, but for all of you to realize that all of the happy endings where young couples get a $1 million dream home for $600,000, or that when you run into infestation in your own home and it ends up costing double the price of what Hillary's contractor said it would, that you are not disappointed. Majority of what is shown on TV, specifically on Love It or List It, is not what actually happens. Now, if you choose to continue tuning in to Love It or List It every week, I just want each of you to know they are the HGTV equivalent of Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. They are putting on a show. Thank you to Podcast One and to all of you for listening. Next week, we will be discovering whether Tarik and Christina's houses actually flip or flop. See you then.